Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Nation or Cleaning Nation, so excited to be with you. And we are going to talk about something really exciting today. I just did a training for our next level group on how to kind of sell your business for top dollar. Cause I've sold my last two businesses for seven figure each. And, I feel like I got top dollar and was able to kind of have the pick of my litter in terms of who I sold to. And I've been dying to share that with you guys and gals. So the only bad news is it was like a whole, couple hour, deep dive. I'm going to try and pack everything I can for you guys into 20 minutes. So we're going to go fast. Feel free to jump in and say, hey, on the chat, give us your where you're at, but let's talk about how to sell your cleaning company for top dollar. So here's the problem. Most people just run their company to like grow it. They're just, if I'm growing, I'm doing good. They don't know if they're making money. They don't know if their company's valuable. They don't really know what's going on. They just grow it with no picture of what they want, right? And what happens is they end up having a job that they hate and they can't really sell it, right? This is a tough thing is we have a cleaning company where we're doing all the cleaning. That ain't a business. That's a job. Hey, Lou, good to have you. One of our coaches on with us. If anyone has any questions, feel free to do a shout out. And if I can't answer, Lou can tell you what's what and help you out. So the reality is you are either going to sell your company or shut it down, right? So there's two kinds of people or three kinds of people. People that are selling their business now. And if that's you, you're in the right spot. People that are going to sell in the future, which you want to start building now. I always tell people the best time to prepare your business for sale is 2-3 years ago. The second best time is right now, right? So, and the third person is the people that can go out of business and shut it down. And typically they do that because they don't have a sustainable business. That's okay. So, hey, Jessica, and oh my gosh, it's so funny. We've got some of the Next Level Millionaire Mastermind people. This may sound familiar to you because we had such a good deep dive on our Next Level call. I wanted to make sure we get it to you guys. So let me know. You have to let me know if I did a good job distilling 2 hours worth of stuff into 20 minutes. And the reality is you are the buyer of your business every day. You don't sell it, right? So the last thing we want to do, a lot of people go, well, because I'm not going to sell it, it could be garbage, and then they just run it, and that sucks. We want to make sure you have a business that is massively valuable to the market, and it's massively valuable to the market, you love it, and because you love running it, it's massive. It's the same thing. Like I heard Howard Stern, which you can like or not like, and that's okay either way. But I heard him talking one time how he had friends who go, oh, you get all the beautiful girls because you're a radio celebrity. And he's like, no, you're totally missing it. The thing that is attractive to women in my personal life that want to date me is the same thing that's attractive to radio people. Like that thing I have is what's attractive. So same thing. The same thing is going to make you love your business and feel connected to it and want to own it and be proud to own it is the same thing someone else is going to want. So the cool thing is we don't prepare our business for sale by kind of making it suck and stripping everything out, making it terrible, and trying to scam someone to give us a bunch of money. We make this business that's massively valued that we love to run and we love it. And then that's what creates value. James says, hi, Natalie, which is odd because I look nor sound much like Natalie. Hey, Kendra. Hey, Amanda. Good to have you both. So today you're going to discover not only how to build a business people want to pay top dollar for, but one that you actually want to own. That's the best way to do it. That said, if you guys are digging the show, subscribe, rate, review, share with a friend. Our book just came out. If the lovely Lindsay would put the link in there on Amazon, we would love you to check it out. It's fantastic. We've got it for, I don't know when you're hearing this, but for the first week or two, we're launching it at 99 cents so everyone can get it and read it and give a good review. So if Lindsay would put the link in the deal, that'd be awesome. All right, so here's the thing. I don't know, you guys have to tell me in the chat for those of you that are live if any of this sounds familiar, but when I went into business for myself, I had a okay paying job. And my first couple of years of business, I made less in my job or in my business than I made in my job, right? But when I sold it a couple years later, I made more on the sale than I made the entire time I'd owned the business, right? And that was a light bulb. That made me go, holy crap, the working for the money, we can make some money, but really when we sell it, that's when there's kind of the real money, right? And I've repeated that three times now. I've sold several businesses since then. And I started to see themes of what makes buyers salivate, line up, want to pay top dollar, and most importantly, choose my business over all the other options they have available to them with their time and money, including doing nothing or the stock market or something like that. Arjun says, hello from Harrison. Good to see you, buddy. So it's an epiphany, just like when you stop cleaning and you realize, holy crap, I'm still making the same amount. I'm not doing any work. When you sell your business and you get a huge lump sum, you're not gonna have to work anymore for this. It's pretty daggum sexy. And that's what I want to give you for that. So like we touched on earlier, the best time to sell your business is honestly the day you start it. You want to build it to sell it. So if you're just starting going, I don't know if this applies to me. Absolutely it does. You want to get these concepts and stuff in there now. You want to build it to sell right from the beginning. Because remember, every day you don't sell it, you're buying it. And if it's junk and garbage, you don't want to buy junk and garbage. You want to buy something that's amazing. So the best time, the second best time is when you start it. If you're the second best time is right now. So the other thing that we're going to jump into the framework is don't sell when you hate it. There's so much temptation to when things are going bad, people are quitting, employees are quitting, big customers quit, something's going wrong. It's in chaos. That's when we want to sell it. And then if no one buys it, which is often the case, cause it's in chaos and it's garbage, no one's going to give it anything for it. We run it and kind of fight our way back to where it's like, okay, I love this thing. It's going okay. I've got some systems and processes and we love it. And then we want to sell it. That's when it's worth the most. So you want to make sure we're intentional about selling it when it's going to reach your goals, not when it's painful or not painful. Okay. So really important. We kind of have this and just remember before I sold my first business, I kind of thought like I was a traitor. Like, oh my gosh, if I sold this business, I'd be like cheating on my employees or I had some like kind of moral things tied up with it, which were just crazy, right? It's totally okay to sell a business. And just by thinking about it or planning for it, even if you're not going to do it today, you're going to do it years from now. You still want to have that mindset of I'm building an asset. Okay. So you want to have that from day one, not the day you decide to sell your business. You're like, oh, I should start making changes now. That's going to kill you. Okay. Beautiful. Cool. And the cool thing, guys, gals, about investing in yourself, having bought, sold several businesses, the investments that I made in myself, I talk about how, you know, I used to still buy way too many books, hundreds and hundreds of books, invest in all this training for myself and all that sort of stuff. That's what stays, right? So even when I sold my businesses, I still had this. So bonus track, invest in yourself. When you invest in yourself, your business can pay for it. It can benefit from the investment you made in yourself. But even when you sell the business, you still have that intellectual capital for the rest of your life, which is amazing. All right, let's get into the framework. And I'm going really fast because like I said, I'm trying to cram like 2 hours of stuff into 20 minutes best I can. And jump out in the chat. Let me know. Give me the thumbs up or the hearts or the quote or the sad face, whatever you need. Let me know how you're doing so I know if we're tracking and if I'm on track so I can make sure to give you guys the best content we can get you. All right, so let's talk about how to sell your cleaning company for top dollar, whether it's today or 5 years or 10 years from now. Good news is I want to encourage you. A lot of this is going to sound super familiar. If you are following the teachings, what you do, or your Clean Profit Method graduate, everything that we teach you to do is going to have the ancillary unintended benefit of creating a really sellable business. Okay. So some of the stuff should sound familiar. Don't turn it off and be like, oh, I've heard it before. Go, oh my gosh, I didn't realize what the same things are going to build my business for me to own it are going to build it for me to sell it. So just want to let you know. All right. First of all, tracking. Holy crap. The overwhelming feedback I got from the representatives I had representing my business in the market was, wow, your accounting is clean. You know where every single dollar is. Your competition is like, what, where, who? I don't know. What's going on with the money? Every dollar, every penny. We didn't do any under the table cash stuff. We didn't do any fooling around. Our books were clean as a whistle. That is going to help you get top dollar. And just remember, depending on the multiple we sell for, could be 2 times, could be 5 times. You know, we have a recurring business. Another benefit for being in the service business, by the way, recurring businesses like software companies where they pay every month tend to go for more multiples. So let's just use 5 as an easy number. If I make $100,000 this year, that would mean my profit. That might mean at a 5 times multiplier, you do the math, that means my business is worth $500,000. So if I make $10,000 this month, I didn't just make the $10,000 for this month. I mean, obviously because of recurring service business, that'll have some value for next month. But when I sell, that's another 50 grand. So all of a sudden, as we're investing in growing our company, we start realizing, holy crap, if I put some money into advertising or marketing or whatever, this customer that might be worth, call it, say you're commercial and it's your average client's $1,000 a month and he stays 2 years, that's $24,000. If you sell at a 4 times multiplier, that's, or 5 times multiplier, that's $100,000, right? So you can really start getting a clear picture. Okay, good. that's the first thing is money. You've got to make sure that you're profitable. So it's really hard to sell a business that's it's almost better to have good tracking and know that and not make any money than claim to have a bunch of money and not be able to prove it. So first and foremost, you want to have clear books. Second of all, you want to be profitable, right? We teach the 50, 30, 20. So for every $1 million in revenue, you're making $200,000 in profit. That's a very, especially if that's clean books that you can prove, that's a very attractive business. All right. Number two, client attraction systems. It's not just that you can get clients, it's that you can show people how to do it or you can repeat it, right? That's why franchisees make a lot of money. It's not, they know how to get clients, they know how to get them for other people, right? So what that looks like is leads, bid, sales. For every single marketing system that you have, whether it worked or not. That's another thing people miss is they only want to track the stuff that works. You want to track the stuff that didn't work. If I was going to buy another company and compete, like another company that coached or something, and they're like, I've got $150,000 over the last 10 years or 5 years or 1 year, depending how big they are, on stuff that we've tried to advertise, and I've got every single result and it didn't work, and here's all the different things, all the tests that we ran and all the money we spent, that would be massively valuable, right? So you want to track everything, the stuff that works, the stuff that doesn't work, and you need to be able to know how to scale by turning up that traffic down, right? So we've got three or four, maybe five different ways we get leads. And if I were going to sell this thing, and it's not for sale right now, sorry. If I were going to sell this thing, or I should say win, because we're all going to sell it or go out of business, right? But if I were going to sell this thing, it'd be nice if I had all the dials. Here's what we spend on this. Here's the money that goes in. Here's the money that comes out. Here's the four dials. If you want to grow, you just turn up these dials. That is what makes buyers salivate. And you want multiple traffic dials. Just like I constantly coach people not to have more than 15% of your money come from one client. That is good common sense. It's also when you sell. If you sell and half of your revenue comes from one client, that devalues your business because like what happens if that client loses? I got to pay full price. If that one client leaves, the company's worth half, but I just paid you the full amount. So you got to be very careful. You don't have one client worth more than 15, not 50, 15%. And typically you don't want to have one lead source more than 15%. And these aren't hard and fast rules. You don't have to hit all of these, but the more that you hit, the more successful that you'll be. Ricardo says, hey, Ashley says, hey, are you on a regular podcast? How can I find out more about remote programs versus traveling in person conferences? So the short answer is yes. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We do a podcast we do a Facebook Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 o'clock Pacific. We release those as podcasts, as YouTube videos. We create blogs. There's a webinar up there. That's the best 40 minutes I've got. We've got over 500 episodes. Absolutely, yes. And all of our programs are remote. The only in-person stuff we do is for our higher level programs. Everything else is remote. So everything we do is remote. Okay. Yeah. We got clients, UK, Canada, all over the world, Australia. Okay. So multiple, you want to track everything, leads, bids, sales for the stuff that works and doesn't work. So you can teach people how to scale up. You want multiple traffic dials. And then don't forget the assets that you build. You know, part of what we teach folks to do is to, and also actually you can reach out to Lou. I think he's on the call. He can kind of tell you how we serve people, but, we're constantly telling people build a podcast, but the content I just explained to you, that's part of what we teach you all to do. Because, if I sold my business, I could be like, hey, I've got 35,000 people that have opted into my email list and know, like, and trust me, want information from me. We've got a 15,000 person Facebook group, 16,000 subscribers on YouTube, blah, 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 blah. You can sell that. And the cool thing is, James says Canada. We reluctantly coach Canadians. I'll tell you, we really like James. Other than that, we're, you know, it's iffy over there. Just giving you a hard time, our Canadian friends. So all these assets that you build either bring, now what's coming on? Brad's jumping on the Canada train. So each of these assets that you build, your email and your text list, podcast, YouTube, which we teach you to do, Instagram, Facebook followers, all that sort of stuff, either make the value of your company much higher, or you can sell as independent assets. Like if I ever, again, I'm not selling this company at this point, so I don't want anyone to think I'm trying to tell you something I'm not. But if I were, the owner, there's a good chance he'd go, well, I don't want to do that podcast. What if they don't like me as well? I want you to do the podcast. They would obviously own all the previous podcasts, but if I started a new podcast, there's a good chance a lot of you guys would follow me. So I own that no matter what. And if he, you know, and if he's like, well, you got to sign a covenant not to compete and I want you to do the podcast for us for the next 3 years. Guess what? That's separate. I'd charge him a couple hundred grand a year to do that for him. So I just want you to understand the assets that you're building that we coach you to build in addition to building the client base that you have, these are assets that you've got. One of our millionaire mastermind guys, Spencer, started a podcast and right off the bat, he got, sponsorships, and he's kicking butt and taking names with that thing. And that asset is different than his cleaning business, right? He could choose to sell them both. There's Jason Johnson, USA, USA. So he could sell, those could be one asset he sells with a synergy, right? You can have them both for this amount of money, or I'll just sell you the cleaning company and I'm keeping the podcast, or I'm just selling the podcast and keeping the cleaning company. Ricardo says, how can I get more customers? Ricardo, if you're paying attention, I am telling you how to get more customers, dude. But there are dozens of specific shows on that at growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are talking about how to prepare your company to sell for the most. And obviously getting customers is a big part of that. All right. So you want to make sure that you're tracking your money, you're tracking and able to report on your client attraction systems. And then the same thing with employee attraction systems, right? You need to know how many applicants you need to get an interview, how many interviews you need for a start, how many starts turn into a stop. And we're testing and reporting what works and doesn't work. Same thing. We want to be able to scale and turn up that traffic dial. So when you tell people, hey, here's how to get the clients, I've got systems and processes for that. I've got system and plot processes for the commensurate employees that we're going to need, right? And the big thing with all this is you're really selling certainty, which we just covered, right? When you don't show them exactly what you do, that's what they're buying. But you're really selling certainty of, oh my gosh, this guy's got a system and a process and a plan and it works every time and it's scalable. I'll pay him to do that as opposed to trying to figure it out my own. Maybe I'll never figure it out. And the second thing, believe it or not, is community. And that's what we're going to talk about next. So that was kind of the hard stuff of the business, which is going to sell to their logical brain, which is important. But people always make decisions with their emotions and back it up with their logic. So what we just taught is how you're going to, the logical piece. Now let's talk about the emotional piece, which is really going to be what they buy. So the first thing is core values. And this, hopefully you should hear a ton. This is the culture that you're building. People want to be a part of it. And the first sale that you make is to your customers. For us, we're all about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. The more you spend time in the community, more you'll be like, yeah, that's what Mike and the Grow My Cleaning Company people are all about. That's our first sales to customers. And if you're like, I don't like that stuff, I'm not into having fun. You know, the fact that you say that you want to make money, that's crass. Fine, we wouldn't be a good fit, right? That's okay. The people that do like it love it. They really share our core values and we get along great. The next step is your team. Right. If you talk to Lindsay or Lou, both of them, I think, are on this broadcast, or Jared or Jackson or Ian or Tracy, everyone on our team, we all share the core values. We're all really passionate about helping out and making money, not just for ourselves, but for you guys and being real. Right. We're all exactly who we are. There's no pretense or fakeness. How about make money? Oh, and having fun. Because I'm packing these broadcasts, I'm always trying to teach. So we don't have as much fun as we should. But once you become a client, we have a lot more fun. And they're all into that. That's what they're about. They were about that before they joined this team, right? And they could all make the same or maybe more money elsewhere, but they're here because they want to be in a place that also loves Lou's like, I like you sometimes, but he's always about having fun. I know, making money, being real, and helping out. If I had to pick words to describe Lou, that would be it. He's such a servant at heart. And then ultimately, your buyer's the same one. So basically, you know you're doing it right when periodically you'll have people go, man, I wish you were hiring. I wish I could work for you. Jared, our Facebook guy, who I love, don't tell him I said that. He'll get a big head. But he actually applied for a different position just because he loved our ad. It was so much our core values. Like, I want to be part of that team, not even for the job that he had. And luckily we got him a job that he's perfectly suited for. So that team is the next sale. And then ultimately someone will be like, wow, that's such a cool community. I want to be a part of that. I wish I could have that, but I can't build it. Right. That's the thing. They might think whether they can or not, we don't know, but they might think they can build the same profit and loss statement that you can build, but they can buy that anywhere. Your community, Cleaning Nation, the amazing things that go on inside this community, you guys being a part of it, no one else knows how to create. So you can sell it for top dollar. That's what I want you to do. This is your unique selling proposition. Like I said, your books will be better if you follow the systems we teach you than everyone else's, but your buyer believes maybe they can fix the finances, and they'll use that as, if your books suck, they'll use that as a reason to not pay you well, but they think they can fix it. But they know they can't create the culture that you've created. So creating the culture really is the key. And that makes room for the final piece in the puzzle, which is automation. We talked about that at the beginning. If you've just got a job that you're trying to sell, it's a son of a gun. You need to have a system and a process that makes money, whether you're involved or not. That is how you do it. Ashley says, love your consistency, Mike. Hashtag goals. And Ashley, by the way, if you guys wanted to find, like, what does have fun, make money, look, be real, and help out look like in terms of clients? Meet Ashley and Avery Whaley. I'm actually going to meet them for the first time Tuesday, and I'm so excited. I mean, I've seen them on Zoom, but meet them face-to-face. So excited to meet those guys. Okay. So like we said, jobs sell for very little, businesses that operate independently sell for a ton. Now that your numbers beat your competition and your culture makes them want it, the promise of not having to work is the trifecta. It makes your business completely irresistible to the right buyer, to any buyer. They've been told for years, for their whole life, you probably heard this, oh, starting a business isn't profitable for the first 2 or 3 years, half of them go out to business, you got to work 100 hours a week. When you're like, here's my deal, it's profitable as of day one, and I work 20 hours a week or 15 hours a week, you know, not that you couldn't work more, but you're working more on it in the business. You're like, I take weeks off at a time and it's fine. They can't help themselves. When I sold my last two businesses, I was working 10, 15 hours a week, doing very well. That was what was so attractive. People pay top dollar and they can't compete, right? Everyone else is talking about, oh, you could grow, you could do this, you could do that. You just got to work 100 hours a week. I was like, I don't go in very often because I've got amazing people that have a culture that all believe what I believe. We've got systems and processes and culture. I don't need to be in. Ashley says Lou should jump on a plane. You absolutely should, Lou. We need you in Denver on Monday. Come on, quit jumping out on us, buddy. So here's the good news. If you build your business according to the clean profit method, this is all the stuff that we teach, you're automatically going to get all this, right? So you don't have to do that and then this. The cool thing is if you build your business right, it's just going to work. Investing in yourself, like we talked about, is a value you can keep even after the sale. Jessica says, so pumped to meet you all in person. I'm so glad we said free hugs. COVID be damned. Natalie and I have hugs for all you guys. Can't wait to meet you, Jessica. So building these systems is going to assure not only you're able to sell your business for top dollar and have your pick of the litter in terms of who you sell to, but you have a business that you love and you're proud of and is making money between now and then. So if this is scratching where you're itch, like, holy heck, I need that. I want more of that. You can do a couple things. First, just reach out to Lou real quick because we're going to wrap up and he'll be gone forever. Just hit him in the chat. Go, hey, Lou, hook a brother up. Or you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com. The best way to, there will be no face masks will be optional in our room as long as, police don't come in and, jackbooted thugs come in and force us to wear a mask. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Not only are there hundreds of broadcasts that we've done on every aspect of growing your cleaning company, the best 40 minutes we've got is in the on-demand training right there. Rich Green says, clean profit method works, with two thumbs up, so you know it's good. That's where we've got everything. Check out my new book on Amazon. Like I said, for right now, it's going to be 99 cents. I wish I had the link, but if you just go to Amazon and search Million Dollar Service Business Secrets, it'll be there. We are here for you. We can't wait to serve you. And my favorite thing is helping people make more money with less time, get some freedom. Can't wait to do it. Talk to you guys soon. See you, Cleaning Nation. Appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.